TV news briefly for Thursday, 20th of October. Everything EV in less than 5 minutes if you haven't got time for the full show. The Cadillac Celestiq has been unveiled and Top Gear says it gives Luxo Barges a good name. This thing will start at $300,000, but no one's going to pay that because everybody will customise and upspec. It's hand-built. It's huge. They say it's got the wheelbase of an average school bus, according to Top Gear. It is an enormous tech, high-tech vehicle, full of luxury, full of performance as well, 0 to 64 seconds. But this is a halo car for GM. It's a halo car for the Cadillac brand. It's something that is interesting, but really a handful of people are ever going to buy one of these. More people will buy the Kia Niro EV, and the 2023 model year pricing is out at $40,000 for the Wind and Wave trims. It starts at $40,000. And the specs on these are really good, by the way. If you think, what's the point of the Niro now the Kia EV6 is out? Well, you get all the toys. You get all the heated mirrors and privacy glass and power liftgate and the powered seats and heated steering wheel and the big instrument display and the in-car entertainment experience is very similar to those more expensive cars like the Ioniq 5 and EV6, and yet they're still keeping the Kona and the Niro around. And I think they're really good options. If you can get them at a good price, they also included vehicle to load on next year's Niro EV. Becoming more popular, if you want to plug in, get maybe 2-3 kilowatts out of your car to power a device, or even keep your house going, I guess, in a backup if you want to run an extension lead in a power cut situation. Hyundai are lobbying the US government to ease the rules from the 1st of January that means that buyers of their cars won't be eligible for the consumer tax credit to EVs in North America because the cars are not built in North America. Hyundai saying, please give us an exemption. Germany is spending 6.3 billion euros to put more car charges in over the next 3 years, a 14-fold increase in the number of charging stations. That will climb to 1 million by 2030 as Germany is investing in infrastructure. The maker of iPhones, Foxconn, are unveiling electric cars, the Model C, the Model B, and the Model V. The Model B is a hatchback, Model V is a pickup truck, and they want to make cars for Tesla, the biggest assembler of Apple's iPhones. The CEO saying yesterday they could see themselves one day assembling Teslas as a third-party contract manufacturer, if Elon Musk wanted them to do. BMW investing $1.4 billion in China, $1.4 billion, that is, in Chinese battery production. It'll be their third battery center globally, the first one outside of Germany, by the way. NIO is considering changing the way that customers get their vehicles in Europe, which until now has not been available as a full outright purchase. But NIO's CEO, founder, chairman William Lee, saying that they are considering a sales process. BYD's Atto 3 has got the top Euro NCAP 5-star safety award, singling out the occupant protection and also its score of the speed limit assist and lane keep. General Motors has been spied benchmarking the Rivian R1S. That's the SUV version of Rivian. Not surprised, all car makers will want to do that. They have been seen at the GM Milford Proving Ground. I'm sure they'll take that apart at some point as well and have a look at what's under the skin of the Rivian. Now, Tesla's Cybertruck tooling is beginning at Gigafactory in Texas, in Austin. According to an update on the shareholder letter, the Q3 deck showed that the tooling process has now started and the gigapresses are being installed to make the Cybertruck. We could see those by the end of the year. Man, that would be exciting, wouldn't it? The US is awarding $2.8 billion in grants in 12 states to 20 companies to develop a domestic EV battery supply chain. Really, really important if you want batteries to be made in your mineral mining and processing and battery pack production in the US and not have to go cap in hand to China, where 90% of the market is currently for some of those minerals and processed. And used EV prices are coming down from their peak earlier this year, according to recurrentauto.com and the latest survey. And that's briefly